Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
In celebration of Veterans Day, we have been honoring vets. Joining me today is former Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Chet Bennett. Welcome today.
Thank you.
Yesterday, you were sharing your experience in Iraq, some of the offensive efforts that you did. I want you to share your story. I know that you were medically discharged. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had multiple injuries in Iraq, head injuries specifically, and then coincidentally ended up, when I got home, was in a very, very bad motor vehicle accident. So the culmination of all of that really is what ended my military career prematurely, in my opinion. But God had a purpose for everything, and had I not been discharged when I was, with three young children and a wife at home at the time, I would have gone back many, many times, and as many close calls as I had while I was there, the next one might not have been as close. So it happened the way it happened, and that was the way it was intended to be, and I sometimes have a hard time accepting that even today, because that was something that I served and I loved serving.
So if we have a veteran listening who mm-hmm. has suffered a medical injury or an emotional injury and are still struggling, what would you tell them today?
That the fight's not over, that there's so many of us that have visible wounds. There's even more of us who have invisible wounds. But that doesn't mean whether you're still serving or whether you're not serving, that the fight's not over. There's a lot of veterans that are making choices to give up and to give up that fight, but it's really just begun, because now it's a different kind of battle. It's a different kind of war that we're fighting, but we still need to serve with honor, just in a different way, as citizens, as Christians, and to still be able to fulfill that calling that we were given in saying that we would serve the country.
I know God has done tremendous things for you, just even on the emotional front, mm-hmm. hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we want to salute you again, Chet. Thank you for your honorable service to our nation. Thank you for the sacrifices that you made. We thank your family. They're in it with you. And we say thank you and salute the veterans in Nebraska and the United States of America.